You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom, first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com and KDUXWebRadio.wordpress.com. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. Today's going to be a short show. I've been preempted in about less than 30 minutes. I really have to get off the air. So it's going to be a short show, and which is good because I didn't really finish when I made the introduction last Thursday to this three-part series on testing Trump. I alluded to the fact that mainstream media, primarily television, but not quite all television, also the print press, Washington Post, they're out to get Donald Trump. They're trying to knock him off. They're trying to demonize him, marginalize him, laugh at him. Anything they can do to get him out of the race, they're going to do. There's a problem. Donald Trump's poll numbers are going up. They're not going down. So I think the best thing that Fox News could do is maybe have its commentators shut up. That's not going to happen. So if George Will, Charles Krauthammer, and the gang at Fox News want to go after Donald Trump, keep doing it. Keep doing it. I think you're only going to build momentum, and that ultimately will mean that Donald Trump will be the nominee of the Republican Party and most likely the next president of the United States. Donald Trump is aware of this. They're out to get him, and it's across the board. It's left-wing media, right-wing media, and middle-of-the-road media. Let me just give you a small example, and this really surprised me. I like to listen when I come home in the evenings, at least in Dallas. I believe he comes at the John Batchelor show starts in Dallas at 8 o'clock and goes to 11. I usually catch the last hour of the show. That night I was a little bit early, so I sat down on my bed, eating my sandwich, listening to the show. And he had Mary Kissel, who I believe has her own television show. She works for the Wall Street Journal. And it was an interesting conversation because this illustrates a strong point. The elites in this country, the political elitist establishment in this country of both parties, as well as their fellow travelers in the media, are very much disconnected from the American people on a number of issues, but the key issue is immigration. And what I heard from Mary Kissel was the Wall Street Journal's view. They're for open borders. It's no secret, and it's no secret who owns the Wall Street Journal as well as Fox News, and that is Rupert Murdoch. And he's had an editorial in the Wall Street Journal as well as a video. He's all in for open borders. He does not want, though, immigration to be a wedge issue. So in good employees at the Wall Street Journal and Fox News know what the boss wants, and they know what he doesn't want is immigration, especially illegal immigration, to be a wedge issue. So who are they going to attack? Yes, Donald Trump. Now, what's the problem here? The Wall Street Journal editorial position on immigration, open borders, reflects their readership. And that readership is primarily the executives of large corporations. Does that reflect the opinion of the overwhelming majority of the American people, both in the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, whether they are liberal, progressive, traditional conservatives, libertarians of the Republican Party? No, it doesn't. Because not only in the Bush administration, But in the Obama administration, poll after poll has shown that the American people, in regards to illegal immigration, have one very simple request: enforce current immigration law. Let me say that again. Enforce current immigration law. And that is the responsibility of the federal government. Now, there's two things that you need to be very clear about. On the borders, such as the Mexican-United States borders, the U.S. Border Patrol has responsibility for those borders and detaining and arresting people trying to break in the country. Now, it's more than just immigration or illegal immigration that they're responsible for. You have a lot of the drug cartels smuggle drugs over that border as well. So it's a very dangerous place to be, and they have a very rough job to do. And prior to President Obama being elected, routinely, every year, and the numbers bounce around, they would detain around 1 million illegal immigrants trying to break in the country. And that is a crime. If you do not present your papers at a port of entry to show your passport and visa, you are committing a crime. Now, the first time, it's a misdemeanor, but have no doubt about it. It is a crime. You can look it up. I can't quote the federal statute. I don't have it in front of me, but it's a crime. Now, if you do it a second or third time, it's a felony. That's why when I'm in a good mood, I call them illegal aliens. When I'm in a bad mood, I call them criminal illegal aliens, because they're breaking the law. All the American people are asking, from their political elected representatives in Washington, D.C., both in the House and the Senate and the presidency, is to enforce the law. In other words, live up to your oath of office to preserve and protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. Now, the Constitution of the United States clearly states it's the responsibility of the federal government to protect the states and the people in the states against invasion. That's their responsibility. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a criminal, illegal alien invasion of this country. That's what's going on. And the American people have a reasonable request: enforce the law. And that's what Donald Trump's plan on immigration, in essence, is. He wants to enforce the law. The law is, if you break in the country and are captured, detained, arrested and detained, either one, you're supposed to be deported to your country of origin, wherever that country of origin is, whether it's Mexico, Honduras, Guatemala, San Salvador, wherever. That is the law, and it's the responsibility of the president, whether Democrat or Republican, as well as law enforcement of the federal government, to enforce that law. They're not doing it, and I'm not being critical of the U.S. Border Patrol, because there are two really agencies involved in enforcing immigration law. One is the U.S. Border Patrol, and yes, we have increased the number of Border Patrol agents, but the key thing is, what directives do they get out of Washington? Now, before Obama became president, and there's statistics on this, typically around 1 million people per year were detained or apprehended. Their apprehensions is the category. Most of those people were bused back to the border and let loose. And we know that many tried to get back in. But here's what you need to understand. And here's where the big lie starts. People have asked the U.S. Border Patrol, some of its supervisors, okay, and this is just an example, and it's not my example, and I'll put a YouTube where a former, associate counsel for the INS that preceded, INS was Immigration Naturalization Service. They were the agency before ICE, which is the Immigration Customs Enforcement. He would tour both borders. One day he was overlooking, I think he was some city in Texas, I forget the city, but they were looking down a hill and they could see people crawling through a hole in the fence. And there were about a dozen of them. Now, he'll first to say, I don't know if they were Mexican. They were coming from Mexico, but I don't know for sure whether they were Mexicans. But the U.S. Border Patrol captured two or three of them. But the rest got away. He describes it as a starburst. They went in every direction possible. In other words, they made it to Dallas, Houston, Austin, points north, east, and west. And they're living and working today. So he turns to the supervisor and says, well, is this the normal situation? Or is this abnormal? And the supervisor looks at him and say, it's normal. The point being, minimum, 3 to 5 illegal aliens for every one that they apprehend or detain don't get caught. They make it across the border and they make it to a sanctuary city. And we have hundreds across the nation. A sanctuary city is where the police department does not enforce immigration law. That's the federal government's responsibility. We don't ask any questions of whether or not they're here legally or not. That is a crime. That's aiding and abetting illegal aliens getting here. And it is. It's not enforced, but it is a crime. Now, here's my point. This has been going on for 15 to 20 years. This is not a new problem, but it's getting worse, worse, and worse. Because if 1 million, let's say, is the average number over a long period of time, or apprehended, or could be apprehended if it weren't for political interference from Washington, there's at least 3 to 5 million per year, this is on a per year basis, that get into the United States. 3 to 5. And maybe one at most go back. Let's assume one go back. That means 3 to 4 million per year are crossing this border. Now, why are they primarily crossing this border? There are two reasons, but the primary reason is to get a job. By far, that is the magnet, the reason we have this invasion. And it continues as I'm speaking. 3 to 4 million per year. You do the math. Whether it's 15 or 20 years, that's a lot of people. Let's assume for a minute it's just 3 million. Over 15 years, that's 45 million people. Over 20 years, that's 60 million. Now, does that mean all of those people are working? No. Some are children. Some are spouses, girlfriends that take care of the children. So you have somewhere between 20 and 40 million people that are working here. Now, I have to go over this number to make a point. What the elites in this country don't understand or don't want to understand, and certainly don't want the American people to understand, is the sheer size and scope of the problem. And that's what mainstream media is doing. It propagates the lie, oh, there's only 11 million. And that's what I heard Mary Kissel say, oh, there are 11 million. It's like the gospel. It's written in stone. The supposedly investigative journalists or commentators, well, do your damn homework. It's not 11 million. That's a lie. That's what's called propaganda, and repeating the lie over and over and over doesn't make it so. And that's what our politicians, both Democrat and Republican, do. There's only one problem. The American people have wised up to this. They see it in every city that has illegal aliens, and that's most. And it's been going on for 15 years. Yet we have tens of millions of Americans that are out of work or can only find part-time jobs. And that's what Trump is saying. Enforce the law. We have to enforce the law. And that's what the overwhelming majority of American people are asking. I'm tired of hearing the mainstream media, whether it's on Fox, the Wall Street Journal, or the other television networks. It's 11 or 12 million. And they're in the shadows. No, they're not in the shadows. They were in the shadows maybe in the 1980s. They're not in the shadows now. Prior to this show, I went to the men's room, and there was someone cleaning the toilet. I know he's an illegal alien because the janitorial staff on this campus is largely illegal aliens. All those jobs used to be and are still performed by American citizens. They are taking the jobs of American citizens, and that's what's offensive. And don't tell me it's jobs that Americans won't do. When in my junior year in high school, or maybe it was my senior year, the summer, what did I do? I was a janitor, and I had about 20 buildings to clean in 4 hours. I worked my tail off for not much money. And that's true of millions of teenagers across this country. What's changed? This country has been invaded, folks. Invaded by 30 to 50 million criminal illegal aliens. We have a criminal illegal alien invasion. That's what the American people are upset about. And they are upset about the American people, their elected representatives, betraying them and try to mislead them. I was interested in, I have 5 candidates that I could support or vote for. Now I only have 4. At one time, I was a big fan of John Kasich, currently the governor of Ohio. Prior to that, he was a congressman. I wasn't sure on his position on immigration. And yet, it's hard to pin these people down. And politicians know how to get out of it. John Kasich is no longer on my list because of immigration. He's squishy on it. And I have several people on my list that I'm not sure of yet. I can't say that about Donald Trump. I'm pretty clear where he stands. That's the complaint. You see, we have a broad disconnect between the politicians, the ruling class, I call them the political elitist establishment, and their supporters in the media, and they're going after Donald Trump. I'm not surprised about it. I'm not surprised that the employees of Fox News, as well as the Wall Street Journal, know what the boss's view are and are attacking Donald Trump because he wants to, all Donald Trump is saying is, enforce the law. I want to do what the American people want. I want immigration laws enforced. Almost every major television network is going after him, and they're doing on the radio. The problem is that disconnect. These commentators are out of touch with the American people. Let me give you another quick example. On Saturdays, I like to listen to, and I just forgot his name. And I absolutely need his name. It's a business show, and it'll come to me. And it's on usually 7 to 9. It used to be 6 to 9. I like the guy, and I know his reputation. He used to be on CNBC, and it's really bugging me that I forgot his name. He doesn't take many calls. It's very much his style is very much, he gives his opinion, and he has panels and he asks questions of. However, on the issue of immigration, he's for open borders. Yet when he was taking calls, that's the one issue by far his audience would call in and say, you're wrong on this, you're wrong on this. The media in this country, a lot of them are just sucking up to the boss. What they're really doing, they know where their bread and butter is, and they don't want to challenge the boss. You see, there are other people in talk radio that are not that constrained. They also know what's going on, and they view what the Republican establishment is doing as committing political suicide, as do I. I think Donald Trump, and he's not my favorite candidate, is on to something. And if he gets taxation right, and I'm waiting to see on that, he will be our next Republican candidate, whether the Republican establishment likes it or not. I think he's building momentum, and I had John Kasich on my list. He's no longer on my list. At the top is Donald Trump. Number two is Ted Cruz, and I would really like to see a Trump-Cruz ticket. Third is Rand Paul, and I have reservations about him. And then fourth is Scott Walker. Those are the four of the 17 now, and it's back to four that I could vote for. The rest I will never vote for. Bush is out. Rubio is out. Chris Christie is out. Lindsey Graham is out and fading. They're going nowhere. Oh, they'll get 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe even 5 or 6%. But that's it. Pataki is out. I think you could eliminate right now 10 of those 17. They don't have a prayer, which leads 7. The establishment candidate is Jeb Bush, who has a lot of money. But the problem is he has the wrong message. Trump is at roughly 25%. I think in another 30 days, he'll be at 35%. And where's Jeb Bush? He's not even in double digits anymore. So right now, we're testing the candidates. We're testing him by trying to determine what is their positions on a number of topics. Abortion, immigration, taxation, balanced budgets, the national debt. How would you get this economy growing? What is your economic policy? What is your tax policy? What are your spending policies? And every candidate that's running that has a significant showing in the polls, I would say at least above 5%. Ideally, as far as I'm concerned, if you don't have at least 10%, maybe the American people simply don't want you as their candidate. I think many of the candidates now, including Perry, will drop out. They're 60 days from being history, and I'm not really interested in checking them out. The ones that I really look at today are Trump, Cruz, Rand Paul, and we'll see. The media, if you watch the news, listen to the media, even radio shows, though, the mainstream media in this country is going after Trump. They're trying anything and everything they can, including lying about him and trying to say his position is extreme. His position is not extreme. The political elite's position is extreme because they're betraying the American people. All the American people are asking is immigration law be enforced. That's not unreasonable. That is a rule of law, law and order position. And the political politicians that agree with that and have that position will be the front runners. The ones that don't are going to get the thumbs down from the American people. With that, I have to wrap up the show. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com and KDUX Web Radio.wordpress.com.